Dad's back. Better come on out now.
Dr. Koenig, Porter Ricks. I've got your rush shipment. What's keeping Jim Lorman? He won't be coming. Why?
Well, I found it necessary to dismiss him. Look, the shipment is most urgent, Mr. Ricks. Would it be possible for you to deliver it?
Well, ordinarily I'd say yes, but today I've got a dredge coming to work in our South Channel. I could send my boys over in the skiff. Well, I know the project's restricted, Doctor, but they're good boys. I'll vouch for them.
You're prejudiced, Dad.
Boy, did I want to see that top secret island.
Well, how about it, Doctor?
Well, if we want our shipment today, it appears we have no choice.
All right, I'll send them over in the skiff.
Yippee!
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Now, listen, you jokers. You behave yourselves over there. Remember, I vouch for you.
We can take Flipper, can't we?
Well, I don't think that's a good idea. Well, they're doing important marine work over there, and he could make trouble.
How could he make trouble? He only stays in the water. Anyway, he's too smart to get into trouble.
Please, Dad.
It's a secret project. Flipper might talk.
Flipper, he wouldn't talk.
Smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the
South Channel.
That's right. Bud, you and Sandy have a good time, but be careful.
Okay, Dad. So long.
See you later, Dad. What are you doing?
Calling Flipper.
You know what Dad said about taking him to the island?
He didn't say no exactly.
Well, he sure didn't say yes. And you know and I know what he meant. Cast us off.
You know something? I haven't got a brother. I've got two fathers.
Thank you.
brought himself, but we're taking him back.
Dad said they wanted the stuff on the island right away, right? Isn't that more important?
Maybe you're right.
I'm Dr. Koenig.
How do you do, sir?
Your boys came very quickly. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
All right.
Now, Burton, will you see if these get to the lab right away?
Yes, sir.
Boys, how'd you like to take a look around the station?
Boy, that'd be great.
That'd be terrific.
Okay, let's go. This is Sam, a 6-foot moray eel. I admit he looks vicious, but eels are non-aggressive if left alone. Now, this is true of nearly all undersea life. You know, there are 150 harmless varieties of sharks. Let me introduce you to our porcupine fish. They have sharp spines which are used for self-defense. They can puff themselves up so that they look like sea monsters. It's a pretty good trick to scare larger fish away. See, our most important work here is a study of the effects of atomic radiation on marine life. After the first bomb test at Eniwetok, we collected hundreds of living specimens from the lagoon there and brought them back here for a study.
These?
Oh, no, not these. The Eniwetok specimens all died years ago, all but one. He may well be the most important fish in the world. Old 303 may make us all famous.
Old 303?
Yes, come on, I'll introduce you. You see, he's an old fella. Not very big, about like that. All the others that came with him are gone, but he's still alive and healthy.
Pretty big pen for just one little fish.
Well, he used to have a lot of company there, but he's the only one that survived.
Why is that, Doctor?
Well, we don't know yet, but we will someday when we examine him and learn why our treatments work. Now, this knowledge will be of tremendous importance to this country, perhaps to the entire world.
Flipper!
What?
Flipper, you get out of here! Right this minute!
Dr. Burton. The dolphin in the pen with my prized specimen.
He's not there, Doctor.
You're sure?
Positive.
Reel three. He's gone. 12 years' work. Thousands of experiments, hundreds of thousands of dollars eaten by a dolphin.
Flipper, you've really done it. You would bring him along.
I didn't bring him. He came himself.
Well, there's only one thing to be done. Dr. Burton, stay here. Make sure that dolphin doesn't get away. I'll prepare the dissecting room.
For what?
To open up the dolphin.
Open him up? You mean kill him?
He has just eaten the most valuable marine specimen in the world.
He's mine! You can't touch Flipper! You won't dare!
There's nothing else to be done.
Oh, Flipper, Flipper, how could you?
Dr. Koenig,
please don't kill Flipper. He didn't know any better. A fish to him, well, it's just something to eat.
Well, I'm sorry, son. If there were anything at all I could do...
Well, could we at least use your radio to call our dad? Maybe he'd know what to do.
Well, our radio won't work on your father's channel. Even if it would, and your father came, we'd still have to... Go ahead.
Dad would think of something. I know he would.
Well... I suppose there is one thing I could do, boys. I could phone the Coast Guard and have them relay a message to your father.
Would you, sir? And could you wait until he gets here?
I'll send the message. We can only wait a half hour. Not a minute more.
Flipper. Dad won't let them kill Flipper.
Suppose he doesn't get the message. And they don't tell him about Flipper.
You're right. Wait a minute. Jim Lorman's radio will work at the park launch. Maybe he'd let us use it to call Dad direct.
Sure he would. Jim's a swell guy.
Come on.
Boys doing way out here.
You gotta help us. You just gotta.
Well, sure, boys. What's the trouble?
Dr. Connie's gonna kill Flipper.
We thought maybe you'd let us use your radio to call our dad. It's real important.
Well, sure, old buddy. Oh, well, wait a minute. What's all this about?
Flipper got into their specimen pen and ate their most important fish.
You know, the one Dr. Connie calls 303?
And now Dr. Connie wants to open Flipper up and get him back.
That's why we need your radio.
Well, sure, go ahead.
WD9598, this is Sandy at WR7207. Please come in, Dad. WD9598, this is Sandy. Can you read me, Dad? Over.
never'd have known any better, Dad.
Well, what was he doing there?
Well, I thought we decided...
We'll explain later, but please hurry.
You're on Jim Lorman's boat?
He's a little left of the channel.
All right, stay there. I'll pick you up. Out.
Everything okay?
He's coming here to pick us up.
Oh, good.
Sandy, come here, quick! Flipper didn't need 303. Here he is.
How did he get here?
Now Dr. Coney won't have to open up Flipper. If he did, he'd be empty. We better get him back fast.
I'm sorry, boys. Too bad you had to get so curious.
You stole him. Why?
I know how I can use 303 to get a lot of money. I probably wouldn't have done it, except Dr. Koenig suddenly decided to run a security check on me after all these months. I just got fed up. You see why I can't let you leave now?
But you are our friends, and Flipper's too.
I'd still like to be. But the way things are, you boys better stay out of sight. Come on.
Dad.
What the devil's going on?
Dad, Flipper didn't eat that fish. Jim Lorman stole it, and he's got it in the tank on his boat. And he's got Bud, too.
Thank you.
explode.
Oh, good. Here you are, old 303, old friend, home and safe.
Jim Lorman was lucky to get by as long as he did. Working on a top secret project with forged credentials.
Well, give the devil his due. He worked hard and he was a very fine diver. Thanks a lot, Mr. Ricks. You and the boys really helped. I mean...
Look, Dad! Flipper, he flipped!
You'd think he knew just how close he came to.
Yeah, maybe.
But you'd better hope he doesn't know who got him into this mess. Two smart kids who think they know more than their father.
That's true, Dad. And we're sorry.
Yeah, Dad. But just think, if we didn't bring Flipper, you wouldn't have caught Jim Lorman. And Dr. Koenig wouldn't have got a secret fish back. And Flipper didn't talk. He's as happy as we are that he's back with us again.
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near. And how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under, under the sea.
Thank you.